Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
I don't dance.
my daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. We have a store, storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth-building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mom was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, everybody around the world? Let's talk Major League Baseball. Well, right now the teams are in the middle of the season, and they're jockeying for a position to get ready for the playoffs. And right now, I'm going to tell you the standing of the baseball teams in both baseball leagues, in the American League and in the National League. So right now in the American League, we have the New York Yankees in first place. We have the Houston Astros in second place. We got the Boston Red Sox in third place. We have the Minnesota Twins in fourth place. And we have the Toronto Blue Jays in fifth place. And that's the standing right now for today, July 4th, the 4th of July. Today is, that's the standing for the American League in July 4th, 2022. And now let's go to the National League. The National League in first place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place is the New York Mets. Third place is the San Diego Padres. Fourth place is the Atlanta Braves, and fifth place is the Milwaukee Brewers. That's the standing of the National Baseball League. And that's the standing of Major League Baseball as of right now. And they're jockeying for position for the playoffs to come along later in the year. So that's G-Money's baseball sports report. Now, I have a G-Money news report. Today is the 4th of July, and in New York, they had a parade celebrating the 4th of July, which is the Independence Day for the United States of America. But during the parade, they had a shooting. Somebody shot 6 people and injured some other people. He shot and killed 6 people, and some other people were shot and they were injured, but the shooter hasn't been caught. He's still at large. So today's celebration was interrupted by somebody taking shots at the people at the parade. And that's G Money's news report right now for today, Monday, July 4th, 2022. All right. Now some advertising information. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is having a fundraiser where they're having a golf tournament for their fundraiser. And the fundraiser is June 22nd. And you can sign up for the fundraiser at 11 o'clock in the morning. And it goes all the way till 6 o'clock in the evening when they will have a dinner at the end of the golf tournament. So the golf tournament sign-up is at 11 o'clock in the morning on June 22nd. And the dinner will be at night at 6 p.m. All right, they will be raising money for the students that go to school at Sarah High School. It's an all-boys Catholic high school, but actually it's not all boys anymore. They have women that go to that school now. I'm an alumni of Sarah, but when I was there, it was an all-male high school. Now they have women there. So now they're raising money to help students pay their tuition to go to school at Sarah High School. So that's a news break for advertisement for the sports and the fundraiser event at Sarah High School. Now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball, and I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang.
Oh.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner. And people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. Thank you. thing was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want a race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning. And I said, oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, and I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California, is doing a fundraiser and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, all of y'all, to Gregory Stories. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you, a story about a time in my life where I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And if you can get something cold to drink and some peanuts or some popcorn, then sit back and enjoy it as you listen to my story, a story about my livelihood. All right, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. He was down around 39th Street, and he had a big house. In fact, I think it was a 3-story house, and the house was built out of concrete stones, and it had marble tables in the house. It had marble counters in the kitchen. It had marble floors in the bathroom. Oh, it was a big, beautiful house. And so the owner of the house, my godfather, he decided he wanted to put a pool in the back of his house. So he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he does that. And my daddy gave him the particulars on how to put a pool in his backyard. But of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about, because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall, and they went up to the planning department, and they walked by my daddy's office and went and asked some white people that they saw in the office and asked them about the procedure that they needed to know about putting a swimming pool in their backyard. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Yep, that's my daddy, Phil Gerard. So everybody was telling him, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and my daddy knew they were coming back to him. And he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Go get your license to get your pool put in, and you can pay the fees, and you can get your pool put in. And so my godfather followed my daddy's directions, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And while my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp, cooking lobster, and cooking all kind of little shrimps out the ocean. I can't think of what they're called, but they were crawdads. That's what they were. They were having a crawdad party. So everybody was coming, and they were eating crawdads. And, oh, those crawdads were good. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us, and he would be swimming around in the pool, and he would put his head in the water, under the water, to see where you were. So he could swim over you, and when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and swim around and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So my brothers were having a hard time because they couldn't swim underwater. So they were swimming on top of the water, and they could swim from side to side, and they could swim across the pool really good, but they weren't good swimmers to swim under the water. And so when they would swim, they would dive in the water and go down. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air. And then they would be pouncing on top of us, trying to climb on us when we were trying to reach up and get some air in the pool. Well, these dogs were just playing. They weren't trying to drown. The time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we were swimming in the pool. And my brothers were getting, the dogs were crawling on their backside. Every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing because, see, I was a good swimmer. I could swim underwater, and I could swim from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool underwater. So I didn't have to worry about the dogs catching up with me, because I could look up and see where the dogs were, and I could just keep swimming. I would get out of the way. So we had some good times at that pool. And I learned to swim very well, swimming in my daddy's friend's swimming pool. I went there and I swam in his swimming pool for several years, and I enjoyed it immensely. And the dogs were always there, so we always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California, is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody to Sarah High School's fundraiser. I think it's at Washington Golf Course I think it's George Washington Golf Course or Washington's Golf Course. And that's on the corner of El Segundo and Western Boulevard on the corner of Gardena and L.A. So that's July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening when dinner is served. So join the fundraiser and help Sarah High School raise some money to pay some students' tuition that goes to Sarah High School. Now, I'm G Money, and I'm inviting everybody to participate in Sarah High School's fundraiser on July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be a day that you'll truly appreciate helping the kids at Sarah High School be able to pay their tuition to go to school and get a good education. I'm G Money. And now it's back to the radio show.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Yeah.
you know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
breaks our fence.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can follow the radio show and hear what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. And I want to invite everybody to Chester Arthur Washington Golf Course on the corner of El Segundo Boulevard and Washington Avenue in the city of Gardena for Sarah High School, Junipero Sarah High School's fundraiser. And that'll be July 22nd at 11 a.m. in the morning until 6 o'clock p.m. in the evening, when they will have dinner for everybody that attends the golf tournament. It's a fundraiser for Sarah High School, and it'll be at Chester A. Washington Golf Course in Gardena on the corner of El Segundo Boulevard and Washington, Western Avenue. And that'll be July 22nd from 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening. And the fundraiser will be supporting the students at Sarah High School, Junipero Sarah High School. It'll be a fundraiser for the high school. So attend on July 22nd at 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening at Chester A. Washington Golf Course. We'll see you there. All right, now, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I go and we do the birthday recognition, I want to play a song. I want to play I Don't Gang Bang, I Play Ball. It's one of my favorite songs that I wrote in 2018 for my listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, play my song, I Don't Gang Bang, I Play Ball. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crip were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted, I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted, and I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
Yeah. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's time for me to get out of here, and I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. for my West Coast radio show. So before I go, let's acknowledge the birthdays for my fans and my friends that follow the radio show. Let's follow them and wish them happy birthday today on the 4th of July, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do you have some birthday wishes that we can shout out today?
Yes, we do have some birthday wishes for the 4th of July, 2022. Art Pimpleton has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Art. Happy birthday to Andrea Rogers. Happy birthday to Latasha Teamer, who looks like definitely a Zeta. Happy birthday to Wilnessa A. Foster, who is not a Zeta, because I see blue, but I also see gold. Happy birthday to Erica Stroman, who's a Zeta. Happy birthday to Pat O'Neill. Happy birthday to Dexter Allen, who is 49 years old today. Happy birthday, Dante James Galloway Sr., who is 38 years old today. Happy birthday to Dennis O'Gwynn, who is 50 years old today. Happy birthday to O.A. Scott. And last but not least, happy birthday to Stephen Gully. And everyone else whose birthday is today, July 4th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody, all the Greeks and non-Greeks and all the GDIs. That's right, all them individuals that didn't pledge. Well, we want to wish you happy birthday and God's graces be with you always. And we want to bless all of those that are celebrating their birthday today. May they go in the grace of the good Lord and be in the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to wish them happy birthday with a favorite song of mine. It's a birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you today and many, many, many more. Happy birthday, y'all. And may you have the grace of the good Lord blessing you on this day as he gives you life everlasting in this world that we live in. May you pass the graciousness and goodness on to your fellow man so that you can receive the graces and the goodness in return, in your return to the good Lord when you go to the other side. And I'll see you after death on the other side of life. I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you happy birthday today and every day after this. May you spend the rest of your life in eternity. And I'm G Money, and I hope you get some good presents today, get some really good gifts from your family and friends. And if you get something really good, call me, because I want to share with you, too, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So share with me and those that are like me, as we like to share in your prosperity and the goodness of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want to say have a happy day today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. I'll see you later on the other side. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. See you tomorrow night on my radio show at 3 o'clock p.m. So join with me and spread the word to everybody you know so that they can all be enlightened with the graciousness that the good Lord gives us for being alive to present the material that we share with the world. All right. Well, while we're on our way out the door, I want to play one last song for your listening pleasure. Old School Flow. Yes, I want to play Old School Flow, and then we will pray on our way out the door. So I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. West Coast time, and I'm out. I'm G Money and I'm here to say.
I'm G Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, come to play. Hey, not gay now, big five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side blue stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing ready or not. All my lyrics big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Dennis. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm G Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm G Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm G Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. I'm G Money, the pimp comes, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
I'm thinking of a situation where I had a dream. And I dreamed that I was on the Nina, the Pinto, and the Santa Maria, which were the ships that came over from England and ended up in the New World. Christopher Columbus was the captain of the ships that landed in the New World. And they came over here and set up their own little cities and own little towns, and they started living their life in the New World. And then 300 years later, in the 1700s, they started shipping slaves over to the New World. And they started doing cultural and farming plantations in the South, and the North started doing manufacturing businesses. So everybody was trying to develop their cities, and the English, England, the land of the king and the queen of England, they wanted to rule the colonies. So they thought that they could send people over to be taxing the colonies. And they sent some ships over, and they had tea in the ships. And they thought that if the colonies would drink the tea, they could charge them a tax on the tea. So the colonies decided they didn't want to pay the tax. So they dumped the boxes of tea in the water, in the bay, in the Boston Bay. And they told them they weren't going to pay the tax to England. And so England got mad and said, hey, we're going to send soldiers over to the New World, to the colonies, and we're going to take control of what's going on in the colonies. Well, the colonies didn't like that idea, so they put together their own little army called the Minutemen, and they had a guy named George Washington that they put as the general in charge of the troops that were fighting the English. And George Washington had talked to a guy named Paul Revere, and he said, I want you to go and get in the tower of this church, and you look out over the water, and you let me know if the English are coming. You put one lamp in the window if they're coming by land, and put two lamps in the window if they're coming by sea, so we know which way to set up our defenses so we can get ready to fight the English when they show up in the new colony, because we know they're coming. So Paul Revere put the candles, the lamps in the tower. And he looked up and saw the soldiers marching across the land. And he put one lamp in the window in the colony in the tower. And then he jumped on his horse and started riding across the land, saying, the English are coming, the English are coming. He put the word out
so that all the Minutemen could get ready to fight. And they fought, and they ended up defeating the English, and they ended up setting up their own government, and they let them know that they weren't going to be controlled by anybody else. They were going to run their own government and be in charge of their own people. And because George Washington was the general that led all the Minutemen and led the troops in the fight, they elected him president. And he was the first president to be elected in the New World, in the colonies. So George Washington was the new president. And he was in charge of running the colonies. And then the third president was Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence so that they could set up the rules that they would live by. And it would be the Declaration of Independence that they would pass on to all of the colonists so that they would know how their government would be ruled. And the fourth president, James Madison, sent a notice to all of the countries overseas that the colonies wouldn't be ruled by anybody, that they would rule themselves. And he sent the Monroe Doctrine over to the other countries to let them know that the United Colonies, as it was called, they would be under their own control and they would do their own thing. And that's how the United States was formed. And then in 1700, they started slave trading in the colonies. And one of the slaves said, "Oh, master, I ain't picking no cotton. I ain't doing that. You pick the cotton yourself." Because we know that them slaves came over and they said, "Man, we ain't gonna do that work. What's wrong with you?" And that slave master told that his boss to whip those slaves. And that changed that slave's mind real quick. He said, "Whoa, you stay away from me with that whip, and I'll pick that cotton, and I'll lift that veil, and I'll pick the fruit off the tree. I'll do all of that. Yes, sir. Just keep that man from the whip, with the whip away from me. Yes, I'll do it, master. Yes, the boss. Yes, the boss." They would call him the master a stupid son of a bitch. S-S-O-B. That's what they called him. And then Abraham Lincoln, he was the 16th president of the United States. He was under a lot of confusion and complication about his presidency, because he believed that they needed to free the slaves, because he believed that the black man should be a free citizen in the United States. And the South wasn't in favor of that. They wanted the black man to stay as a slave because that was the workforce for the South. And they were generating a lot of money using the slaves as their indentured servants. So President Abraham Lincoln decided that he was going to pass a petition to free the slaves. And he did that in his presidency. And a lot of the Southerners were mad at him. So he was a play enthusiast. He used to go and watch plays. And the plays was really big business back in the 1800s. They used to put on plays. And so he got invited to go see this play in the playhouse. And while he was in the playhouse, somebody shot him. They assassinated him and killed him in the playhouse. And he was killed by James Booth, who was an actor in one of the plays. But he took his opportunity to shoot the president and kill him because of what he had done. He had freed the slaves, and the South had started losing their workforce, and they were upset about it. So James Wilkes Booth shot President Abraham Lincoln, and that was the first president to be assassinated in the United States. But he was the 16th president of the United States, and he freed the slaves. So we want to say we're happy that he did what he did for the slaves in the United States. He set America on the trail to be great. Yes, he has. Happy President's Day, everybody.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.